Like many school districts in the region, Berryville is making its case for a higher millage. The school district is asking for an increase of 4.45 mills. That would take the city up to 42.5 mills. And that translates to $89 more per year for someone who owns $100,000 of real estate. The increase would fund $24 million in school district improvement projects. The superintendent of Berryville Schools says the last time the school district asked for a millage increase was a decade ago, and that was to build a new intermediate school. Now he says it's time for a new high school. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek finds out why.
In 1942, a tornado came through Berryville and wiped out the school, pretty much all of it. A couple buildings were left. That building is what they built after that tornado.
That's Berryville School's Superintendent Owen Powell talking about the main high school building, which was rebuilt and opened in 1947. It's still in use now.
In 1947, buildings weren't built to accommodate, 21st century learners.
And there are buildings on campus that are even older than that.
We have a WPA gymnasium that was built in the early 30s that actually survived the tornado that came through and wiped out most of the campus. The tornado did blow the roof off of it, and they put a new roof on, but it was WPA in the 30s, and our Agri building was also a WPA building and built in the 30s. We still use those two facilities all day, every day.
WPA, by the way, stands for Works Progress Administration, which was part of President Franklin D. Roosevelt's New Deal during the Great Depression. It's the agency that employed millions of Americans to build public infrastructure projects. Powell says since 1947, the school district has had to find ways to deal with growth.
Whenever we needed a few classrooms, they went out and just built a little building here or a little building there. So our buildings are scattered out all over campus, and the transition of classes is what creates the security issue for us.
Powell says there are about 15 different buildings on the high school campus that students use throughout the day. And some of them, just like the 1947 building, have structural issues like cracked walls and sinking foundations. Aside from that, learning was very different in 1947 than it is in 2017. Powell gives this example.
The classrooms we have right now in the 47 building, there's like two outlets in a classroom, and we just went one-to-one with our high school. All of our students have a Chromebook, and of course, whenever those Chromebooks are on all day long, you have to charge them. So we're running into a real problem just being able to charge our Chromebooks.
Powell says he understands raising taxes is rarely a popular idea, but the district put a lot of thought into making sure it was asking for the lowest possible millage. The plan is to move the current football stadium to the West Campus so the new high school can be built where the stadium stands now. Powell says that means the district won't have to buy any new property for the new building. The Arkansas Department of Education also approved the school district for a $9.6 million grant if residents pass the millage. In addition to the high school, the money would fund a performing arts center, a middle school media center, and renovations to the 1947 high school building so that it can be used for administrative offices. The millage would also fund separate cafeterias for high school and middle school students. Here's Superintendent Powell.
Right now, we have one cafeteria that we're feeding grades 6 through 12, which is 1,000 students, over 1,000 students. In every day, we start lunch at 10:35, feeding sixth graders, and our lunches go all the way till 1:40 with the high school.
And when the football stadium is moved, Powell says they will build a track around the new field, as well as fields for softball and baseball. Right now, the school district rents those facilities from the city. The school district will also move what it can from the current football stadium.
So we're going to take our current bleachers and move them across town over at the new stadium. We'll also take the lights, the lighting. They're not very old, so we'll take those over and put them up at the new stadium.
And Powell says, aside from not serving students well, The old high school campus buildings are just old, and there's a lot that comes with that.
We spend tens of thousands of dollars, you know, every year just trying to upkeep, you know, the older buildings, you know. And then you throw in, like, the efficiency, like electricity and gas and those kind of things. And it's we're spending a lot of money.
Powell says they also plan to put 5 to 7 buildings on the high school campus up for auction and sell them to the highest bidder. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
Superintendent Owen Powell says if residents were to approve a higher millage, Berryville would still have a lower rate than comparable school districts in the area like Pea Ridge, Prairie Grove, and Gentry. Should the millage pass, construction on the new sports complex would start in December. Construction on everything else would begin in March, and the new high school would be scheduled to open in August 2019.